broadcast of the graduation exercises of the 1968 senior class of Woodrow Wilson High School has been brought to you from the Raleigh County Armory by Melton Mortuary, Silver Brand Clothes, Purdue Transfer and Storage, and the Raleigh County Bank on WWNR, Beckley, West Virginia.
In Beckley, West Virginia, correct Eastern Daylight Time, 9 p.m.
Around the state, the nation, and the world, WWNR reports award-winning news.
Good evening, this is Mike Martin reporting the 9 o'clock edition of NR award-winning news as a public service for Honey in the Rock.
WWNR, Beckley, West Virginia.
Currently in downtown Beckley, it's 66 degrees.
A one-day workshop was conducted in Beckley today by the Center of Economic Action at Concord College. The workshop covered the subject of developing techniques for expanding sales through effective advertising and public relations. WWNR News talked to Bob Rings of Concord College, who described today's workshop.
Throughout the morning, we had a basic seminar setting up the groundwork for private consulting in the afternoon. One part of the morning, though, was involving all the advertising managers of the news media of the area, which of course consists of three radio stations, a TV station, and the Beckley newspapers. And what we were trying to do is help these retailers and service people of the area develop long-range public relations and advertising programs.
Striking teamsters at the Chemical Lehman Tank Lines of Institute have been fired. However, Vice President of Chemical Lehman, T.R. Greenleaf, said the order would be rescinded if the 300 men returned to work by 6 p.m. Monday. A Teamsters representative previously had advised the men to submit the dispute to grievance procedure. The reason for the unauthorized work stoppage, which began Tuesday, was not determined, but it was believed to have stemmed from a controversy over operating procedures. The workers are members of Teamsters Union Local 175. Well, Dr. Benjamin Spock, the celebrated baby doctor who was recently tried by the grand jury of conspiring on a federal charge of conspiracy to violate the draft law. One co-defendant, Marcus Raskin of Washington, was acquitted. However, the jury in Boston has found baby doctor Benjamin Spock guilty on a federal charge of conspiracy. The other three co-defendants, including Yale University chaplain William Coffin, were convicted along with Spock. The jury received the case earlier in the day. Mule train riders of the Poor People's Campaign, arrested earlier today near Douglasville, Georgia, for violating interstate highway law, have accepted a compromise offer by Governor Lester Maddox and have been released. The leaders have agreed to resume the trek on the highway during a light traffic period during the night. Pentagon officials believe the defense budget will have to take some spending cuts in return for congressional approval of the Johnson administration tax increase. The officials feel the budget will have to absorb possibly $3 billion of the $6 billion in spending cuts demanded by Congress. The light of flares and the steady thump of artillery are in evidence around Saigon. These come as the Allied forces try to prevent enemy gunners from taking up positions in the South Vietnamese capital's belt. The Air Force says a small number of F-111A fighter bombers has been released for flight after installation of new parts replacing equipment suspected of causing a crash last month. It does not say how many of the 42 F-111A bombers have been released. There also is no word on whether any of the five F-111As based in Thailand for operations against North Vietnam has been put back into action and operation. West Germany has called home its ambassador to Moscow. It has planned talks with the heads of the Allied governments on how to pressure the Soviet Union into stopping East Germany's red tape slowdown of overland traffic to West Berlin. We'll have the NR Weatherscope in 30 seconds.
Honey in the Rock has everything. A now famous Indian dance as the pagans worship the honey in the rock, or coal, in this rich mountain land. Honey has banjos ringing, handsome young men singing. Honey is a love story, a tale of war. Yes, there's everything to enjoy in this two-act outdoor musical drama performed nightly at 8:30 except Mondays. Cliffside Amphitheater, Grandview State Park. Write Box 1205, Beckley, West Virginia for ticket information.
In our weather scope for Beckley and vicinity, fair and not as cool tonight, low 55. Partly cloudy when warm with a chance of scattered thundershowers Saturday and Saturday night, high Saturday around 80. Outlook for Sunday, warm and humid with a chance of thundershowers. Probability of precipitation, 10% tonight, 30% Saturday, 40% Saturday night.
We currently certify for the in our listening area, 64. That's 64 degrees.
And this has been Mike Martin reporting the 9 o'clock edition of NR Reward Winning News for Honey in the Rock. Another community service of Community Active, WWNR.
NR Award Winning News.
10-4.
And a good evening to you. We're back in the groove on a fabulous Friday night with Martin and Company, and of course the Galsills to open up 3 hours of smash entertainment on Channel 62, dipping up and down an Indian Lake. So listen here, won't you please, as we're solid go till midnight tonight.
You take a bus mark, Lakewood Drive, and you keep on riding till you're out of the city.